The newly established Jamaica International Arbitration Center is set to make the island an attractive location to settle arbitration disputes. Up next, Secretary General of the Jamaica International Arbitration Center, Christopher Malcolm, gives details on the creation of the center. He was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
The center, in terms of the genesis of the center, it actually started since about 2003. So it has been long in coming in terms of the work on it. In fact, I was reflecting on my way here that the real implementation work for it started at a conference at Jungle Bay Resort in Dailies, Dominica in 2005. I was there presenting to the judges of the Eastern Caribbean Court at their annual conference. And I met up with and spoke to a colleague out of Canada about what it is that we could do at regional level to inspire and support our developmental agenda. And this was one of the areas that started. So there were several discussions flowing out of that coming on that led to us working to getting the center up. Part of that work included, of course, working with persons who have started the work before. I can't claim that I was ever the first person to be working to getting the change to the law, of recognizing that we had laws across the region, including Jamaica, which were archaic and not supportive and facilitative of arbitration. And in the context of Jamaica, I decided to get a little more involved in it. And so we started to work then and have worked with successive governments since. And this ultimately led to the governments themselves doing very hard work and work which is at the highest standard, I would think, that ultimately led to the implementation of the Arbitration Act 2017.
Which replaces a law that was... For what, 1900?
It replaces a 1900 Act, which was itself based on an 1889 UK Act,
yes.
English Act. And that law was considered to be no longer useful in terms of being able to promote international arbitration and to be attractive to persons generally because it had so many loopholes in it. And so what we have now done and what we now have in place in Jamaica is a new law based on the UNCITRAL model, which is a United Nations International Convention for Trade Law. And they have established a model which pulls together best practices globally. And that model has been accepted in over 70 countries worldwide. And Jamaica is now the newest member. In fact, if you were to go to the UNCITRAL website, you'll see Jamaica as the most recent addition to that family of UNCITRAL model law countries. And Jamaica's new law came into effect on the 7th of July. And we now have what we can proudly say is among the best laws in the world.
And how has Jamaica been positioned since the passage of this law? How are we seen internationally? And what have been some of the indications of this new light in which Jamaica is seen in terms of arbitration?
Well, even before the new law was passed, while we were in the process of getting there, the world was already taking attention. So, for example, the Global Arbitration Review, which is a leading, the leading
Bible.
Publication, the Bible of publications in this area. In 2017, well, they had shortlisted Jamaica for having been one of the biggest arbitration movers in 2016.
Is that so?
We were shortlisted for two reasons. One, because of our move towards implementing the new law. And secondly, because of the establishment of this new arbitration center. And we were shortlisted with India, China, Singapore, Hong Kong, Dubai, and those countries. Yeah. India eventually won the award, and this award was presented in Milan on the 28th of March of this year. Mm-hmm. But persons were starting to notice and are wondering, what is happening in Jamaica? In a sense, it reminds you of what happened when Lee Kuan Yew came to Jamaica. Because the truth is that the model we have been taking, for example, with this arbitration center, which is to move away from simply looking at a brick and mortar, to instead create a strong administrative background using a virtual space as a place from which we will essentially operate, is a model which moves away from the high carrying costs of having a center, knowing that as you build out, it will take you in any event to 3, 4, even more years before you start seeing any real return.
Secretary General of the Jamaica International Arbitration Center, Christopher Malcolm, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.